Lisa Tomei Zonneveld from Prolific Pulse Press. I'm so happy to welcome Ariana Harris today. She is the poet and writer of Lost X Mental Illness. Beautiful book. I read it all the way through again today so I could be really fresh, and showed it off a little bit at the coffee shop this morning. And believe me, this cover has rave reviews. Anybody that sees it goes, wow. Great job.
You know what? Me too, actually. Everyone has actually said to me, like, hey, that's a really good cover. So that's awesome to hear.
And I noticed, it took me a while to notice this, but on the cover, there's a tear.
Yes.
And it took me probably about 5 or 6 tries to look at my, wait, there's a tear.
Yeah, I wanted it to be really subtle. So that's mm-hmm. awesome that you noticed it, but it took a bit. That's good. I like that. That's awesome. Yeah,
I love it. So anyway, and it just happens to be Mental Health Awareness Month. So
that's nice.
About the irony.
Nice.
So Ariana, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from and what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Ariana Hollingsworth, but I published under Ariana Harris as a tribute to my mother. I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. I am 25 just recently this year. I am currently in school to pursue an English literature degree. I hope to take that with me to law school, fingers crossed, because it's a difficult path. Sorry, you just wanted to know about me, right?
How did you end up from Chicago to Springfield, Missouri? I've been to both. I'm like, yeah. Chicago, big town, and Springfield is a big town, but it's not the same as in Missouri.
No. So actually, my brother came here, and I was young, and my mother followed my brother, so I was not old enough to stay in Chicago, so I had to come. I actually graduated from Lebanon, Missouri. So,
okay. Do you have plans to go back to Chicago?
No, I don't. I do not. I go see family here and then, but I don't have plans to permanently go back now.
So tell me a little bit about how it is that you came into poetry. How old were you when you started writing?
So I was very young when I started writing. I don't know if you know what Wattpad is, but I was writing on Wattpad at like the age of 11. I was creating my own small fictional book that, you know, it was, you post a chapter every week or you made your own schedule. I was very young when I started writing. I always knew that I wanted to be a writer, but I did not know that I wanted to be a poet quite so young. That came a bit later. So. Mm-hmm.
About how old were you when you discovered poetry?
I would say I was like 17. It was way after I discovered that I liked to write. And so as soon as I felt like I connected with poetry, it was like, I want to be able to do this too. And I want my words to make somebody feel how I felt reading these. So it didn't come until like after high school, honestly, mm-hmm. until mm-hmm. I started taking college classes for poetry.
Wonderful. You have a favorite form of poetry you like to write, or are you pretty much freestyle?
No, I don't have a favorite form. I'm very chaotic in my writing style. I tend to steer less towards structural poetry to focus more of the content of it.
Yeah, I would say that true from reading your book. It definitely does not follow a certain form. However, it certainly has the right kind of structure for poetry. Very good form as far as following the nuances of poetry, and so you have all the gems that make a poem. So kudos to you for figuring that out.
Thank you.
You know, we find that we keep trying different things, and then we find that niche that works for you, and then down the road you might try some other things. You never know.
Yes, I definitely have plans to try other things. Yeah.
So with this particular book, what fueled the poems in this book? I know, but I want you to tell us.
Yeah, of course. So my mother actually fueled this after she passed. I kind of told myself that I would actually do what she had always wanted me to do, which was write a book. And she was leaning more towards a book of poems. And so in doing so, I found a way to heal enough to attempt to move forward in my grief and also dealing with my mental health issues. And so I realized how common the situation must probably be and how many people deal with a version of the same difficulty. And so I decided for them, for us, I was going to create a tool for the next person to use that might help them kind of get through, because it's a definitely a difficult situation. You don't really realize how polarizing it can be being mentally ill and also dealing with a really close death. It's not, unfortunately, it's a different path than the normal grief path. So it's difficult.
Yeah, well, grief is something that is just an ongoing thing. It does not have a time stamp on it. It
No.
doesn't turn off at a certain time.
No, unfortunately. Though that would be nice, wouldn't it?
I know for myself, I mean, my mother's been gone many, many years, and Mother's Day weekend is hard. Certain holidays, I have traditions to remember her. And I'm working on a book of poetry, memoir poetry, and a lot of my mom's voice is coming through on that.
I
When
love
you were
that.
writing your poems, did you experience that as well? You feel like your mom's voice was coming through?
Yes, so my mom was actually a spoken word poet herself, which I always admired. The way that she could just leave everything on the page, on the stage. She did perform a bit as well. So when I was writing a bit more of the difficult ones, which I would say the beginning of my manuscript, not the specific beginning poems, but when I first started writing, was the most difficult part because it was really fresh, the grief. I mean, I started writing in the hospital, so I definitely felt like I heard her voice in my poetry, and either, she was helping me and hoping that I healed and that it was helpful, or I kind of felt like that maybe my mom was sad for me that it was so difficult and this was the path that I had to go. But she, it also seemed like maybe my mom would be proud because she was a spoken word poet and she understood the strength of being able to express those emotions through poem. I
Exactly.
always felt like she was with me. Yeah, always.
She set forth that example. Spoken word poetry is a whole different area that I am just in awe
Me too.
of people who can do this. It's like, how does this happen? I mean, it just amazes me.
Me as well. I heavily agree. Heavily. I've always felt like it's just like, for me, it's, I don't know, I feel like spoken words like a really pure form of poetry, and it's always emotional, no matter what the topic is. For me, I mean, I don't know, I'm always crying. It could be like a topic meant to make you laugh, and I'm probably gonna cry. So
Yeah. I get chill bumps whenever I hear somebody do a really good
and the
spoken
delivery when it's really good,
word.
it's great.
I'll sometimes go to on like YouTube and listen to some of it, and it's like blows my mind. It really does.
Yes. There's actually a few YouTube like pages that I actually follow for spoken words. So
Wonderful. Now, have you ever gotten any recordings of your mom doing spoken word?
I have not. I know she's recorded herself before, but I have never actually gotten any, unfortunately. So it's very sad. But I do have some of her poems themselves just written down. So that's awesome. That's really nice.
Have you thought about doing something with those?
Yes, I consider it, yes.
Nice. Maybe I did something in tandem. Response poems to her poems would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
What
There's a
are
lot
you
of us there.
working on right now with poetry? You have another book under your belt?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually working on a manuscript about the difficulties of a abusive relationship in regard to mental, physical, emotional abuse, and just working through that and how difficult that process is, as it's a personal experience of mine as well. And writing about it has, of course, been healing for me. So I'm hoping, praying that when I get through the manuscript, it's something that I feel like can be that for other people as well.
Very important subject matter to write poetry about, and perhaps will encourage others to write their own poetry in response to that. I've seen some really beautiful healing work done with that, and so
Yes,
I
thank
think
you.
that's excellent. My best to you as you to work on that project. That's
Thank
great.
you.
Yeah. So when you're writing a poem, do you have a particular process that you go through, a creative process that you do?
So for me, it's I start with an idea or a thought that I've had or a feeling that I've had. And so I try to take whatever idea or thought that hasn't formed words or feeling that is and make it a sentence. Just one sentence, not a poem yet, just one sentence. And so that first sentence helps to shape the others. But generally, I have a good idea of where I want to go once I've ironed out that first sentence and I've been able to put the feeling or the idea into words. From there, it's just tweaking it again and again and again to get the idea in my head to look good on paper.
Wonderful. Do you have any particular poets or writers that have been encouraged or that you kind of look up to with your work?
Yeah. Aside from, my mom, I've got, Ruby Carr, the Shakespeare for the dramatics. Other than that, not any very specifics, but Ruby Carr, she, I don't know, man. I listen to her or I read her poems, and I just feel simple or like I'm understood in the world, but still occasionally insignificant. And so from that, I just, I don't know, I kind of feel like a few of my poems are like a response to a few of hers. So yeah, she's a really big inspiration. I had a friend that actually opened for Ruby Carr recently, so I'm hoping that I can get there.
Wonderful. That would be
Yeah.
awesome. Well, I would be right
Right?
there.
Yeah.
And one day somebody will say, I look forward to opening for Ariana Harris.
Yes, I can't wait for that day. That's
Yeah.
going to be mind-blowing.
Well, claim it. Claim it.
I will. Absolutely. I claim
Absolutely.
that.
I feel like you are there. In your poems, you are there as far as someone opening your book and reading your poetry. There, people have got to connect with these poems, and I can see where they would inspire another person to take a look at themselves and maybe write some words or start journaling or start healing and working on some things for themselves. So to me, if
Awesome to
your
hear,
work,
actually.
you touch someone's heart, and that heart touches somebody else's heart, you're making an impact in this world. And good for
Man,
you.
goal. That's definitely the goal. So thank you so much, actually. So much.
I would love if you would read.
I can do that. I can do that.
All right.
Absolutely. Give me one moment to pull that up. All right, so this is a favorite of mine. It's called Drifting Away. Again, this is one of the first ones that I wrote. So in the hospital, right after they told us that she wouldn't be coming back. So this is called Drifting Away. On these days, I'm proud and I cry for progress and healing because I've come to be friendly with my grief. Blossoming in its darkness, we've come to an understanding. On days when I'm not so sad, I fear my friend will fade away, leaving behind old memories I've shelved, building dust like an unattended library, too brittle to remain whole. I worry that thoughts of my lost ones will cease playing on repeat in my head. I dread over the possibility that one day I'll forget the smallest of details. On these days when I'm not so sad, I am terrified.
I actually had that one marked in my book.
Oh.
It's one of my favorites of them.
I love that one. I love that one. It makes me cry a lot when I read it alone.
Yeah, well, I could see why, because you can really connect, with this poem. Who of us have not gone through that experience? I know I've gone through it one too many times of being in the room with someone who, when they were crossing over, and this really, hits it home, hits home with that particular one.
Yeah, there's not much like the feeling that you might forget somebody who has passed that you've loved with your entire soul. So it's like really, really terrifying. And I struggled to put that one into words. I didn't feel like it was dramatic enough or that it came across enough. So I'm glad that you connected with it still.
Absolutely. How old were you when your mom passed away?
My mom passed away just recently. We are 3 years and I'm 25. So I believe I was just about 21, 22.
And was it something that was expected, or was this something that was
No, my mother was healthy and young. Not at all expected. She actually passed from a blood clot, which actually is hereditary. So after this happened, me and my sister were a bit in fear that we might have that same difficulty. Basically, a blood clot traveled to her lung, stopped her ability to breathe. And then at that point, when you're not getting air to your brain for an extended period of time, unfortunately, even though she was still breathing, there was no activity in her brain. So,
Wow, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so I got the call at work. I was actually clocked in, and I got the call because I was my mother's emergency contact, and I'm the only one that was still here in Missouri. All my other siblings, I'm the youngest, so they're all older and scattered. And it was just me and mom here. So when I got the call, I was still working. Gave my siblings the call. Everybody had to come out of state, so that was actually kind of difficult. But during those few days where everybody was coming out of state, that's where I wrote a few poems, sitting with mom in the hospital. So.
Well, one thing about it is that you were with her during that time. And, I think that makes a big difference so that you were able to be there.
Me too. I do
Yeah.
too.
Yeah. So, I'm going to switch over to something a little bit lighter because this is
Okay.
intense.
Good. Good.
How has it been for you since your book was released?
Oh, it's been awesome. It's a really good reception to it. It's really exciting. All of the books that I purchased on my end to sell are gone, so that's fun. A lot of people are interested in getting their family or their friends a copy. A lot of people are messaging, whether that's Facebook or Instagram, letting me know like, hey, this specific poem really did it for me, or this specific poem made me cry, or I really felt close to you when I read this one, or I felt like I was understood when I read this one. And those messages are everything. I don't even care if, like, I don't know, a lot of people aren't buying it, whatever. People are messaging me saying that they get it or they felt gotten, and that was the whole point. So that's
exactly.
Good.
I don't think you can ask for anything more than that.
Yeah. No, I don't even want anything
It's
else.
Impacted people's lives and made a difference and helped them find that somebody was listening to them, and it also helped you see that people were listening to you. I mean, wow, that's golden. That's really
Yeah.
golden.
Yeah, that's everything. Nothing else is, Yeah, so that's been great. Like really great.
Wonderful. So maybe you'd like to read another poem?
Okay, this is Growing Up. I wish I could age backwards, find a way to pack up this baggage that weighs on me. History might not repeat if I could be allowed to protect myself from the darkness which screams. I'd love to age backwards, begin anew, and remind myself of all the wonderful things I might do. That one particularly was when I was, it was a very dark time where I couldn't exactly, I couldn't feel as though I was moving forward as I should be, in life, just in general. And it was difficult because I felt like if my mom were here, maybe that wouldn't be the case, because it was unfortunately difficult continuing with studies after mom passed. So I'm actually dealing with the fallout of failing a few courses. And so it was really, really healing to write growing up because it felt like, okay, I can express this, put it on these pages, and move forward. So that was good.
Yeah. We have something in common. I was my last year of college when my mother passed away, right
It's
during
very
finals.
difficult.
Yeah,
That's horrid. Finals.
right during finals. So my professors were all really nice about working with me, but yeah, so we have that in common as far as trying to be in school and dealing with, tragedy, even though we had some inkling of a timeline, it's still,
Feel difficult, though.
difficult. But it was my mother's dream that I graduate college, so I didn't let it stop me and got through it. So, yeah.
Exactly. That's definitely why I'm still pushing forward. I know mom would be like, okay, it was hard, but get it together. So I'm getting it together.
Yeah. So exactly what, I just stayed focused and said, well, mom, this is for you, because she didn't have beyond an eighth grade education. Although to talk to her, you would think that she had a PhD. She was a brilliant mind. And so she wanted to see, her kids go on to college. And so she was very proud. So
Absolutely.
I felt like
Yeah,
she went down the aisle with me.
absolutely. She probably definitely did. I'm actually the first generation college student in my family. My sisters and my brothers did not go, and I'm the youngest. So my mom was definitely like, you need to finish as well. So.
Yeah, I believe she's right there watching over you. She's going to make sure you get through it.
She
Absolutely.
is. No matter
Ariana,
what.
is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to share?
I mean, I would just like to say that I know for me, and I think for even everybody else, even if you're not a reader, literature can be really useful for a lot of different reasons. And I really just think that anybody who hasn't been able to dive into the world of literature, should consider the benefits and give it a shot. And I would love if you started with me. I want to say the book is available on Amazon and Kindle and physical book form. You can also contact me directly for copies via my author page on Facebook. It is Ariana Harris Poetry. And just for anyone who is thinking about publishing or trying to maybe go down that road, I just want to say that nobody who has ever done anything significant accomplished it on their first attempt. Don't stop. Even when you think you have nothing to say, sit in front of your laptop and stare at a blank page. Make time to write whenever and wherever you can, because it makes the biggest difference. Just any time that you have time and you have ideas, and even when you don't, sit in front of your laptop.
Thank you, Ariana. Beautiful words of wisdom, wonderful to impart. And on that, I'm going to close out. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Ariana, for being here today. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend and best wishes. When do you graduate college? Do you have a
It
date?
should be 2025 if I keep on
Oh,
with. Yes.
2025. That's just around the corner.
It's ending of 2025 because I have summer courses, but it'll be okay.
We'll be okay. I know it will be. You are enthusiastic about this. So
yes, I'm so ready.
And it's Mama's time. Watching. So
yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, guys.
Who made it?